With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. A new report from Voices for Illinois Children finds health education and economic outcomes for children in Illinois vary by race and ethnicity. Christine Herman has a look.
The racial disparities highlight the need for increased access to services to improve the lives of all Illinois children, says Bill Burns. He's project manager for Illinois Kids Count, which has been tracking this data for the past 30 years. Burns says although child poverty has been declining since 2012, Black and Latinx children are still 2 to 4 times more likely to live in poverty than white or Asian children. And while the infant mortality rate is declining overall, in 2016...
the Black infant mortality rate was 12.9 per 1,000, and that's more than twice the state rate.
Because poverty, education, and health are linked, Burns says his organization supports policies to increase school funding and wages and teach healthcare workers about the social determinants of health. I'm Christine Herman.
Since sports betting became legal last month, Iowa casinos have taken in more than $13 million in wagers, and the state has collected about $146,000 in taxes. Legalized gambling on professional and college sports took effect August 15th. So far, 13 of the state's 19 licensed casinos have reported taking bets. The casinos with the most revenue from sports betting were Prairie Meadows in Altoona and Ameristar in Council Bluffs. Work is finally set to begin on restoration of an iconic Illinois statue honoring Chief Blackhawk. Guy Stevens has more.
That's the sound of scaffolding being erected around the Laredo Taft statue. Known to many as Blackhawk, it overlooks the Rock River near Oregon. The crumbling concrete figure has been swaddled in black tarp the last few years to protect it from the elements. Soon that will come off and restoration work will begin. Tim Schweitzer of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources says it's been a group effort.
There's been a lot of support for this project over the years. A lot of local fundraising has occurred. The department is delighted that work is finally getting underway.
After years of private fundraising, the project was blocked by the state budget impasse. After further fundraising, a state grant, and hiring of a new conservator, the IDNR at last gave it a green light. Schweitzer says IDNR hopes restoration work can finish this fall. I'm Guy Stevens.
The Cubs swept the Pirates with a 16-6 win yesterday. They scored 47 runs in those three games and moved to within two of the Cardinals, who lost to the Brewers 7-6 after Ryan Braun hit a grand slam with two outs in the top of the ninth. The Cards came back with two in the bottom of the ninth, but it wasn't enough. The Brewers are now within three games of the Cards in the NL Central. The White Sox walked in the winning run in an 11-10 loss to the Mariners. The South Bend Cubs beat the Lumber Kings 5-0 Saturday to win the Midwest League title in three straight games. And a 53-yard field goal with no time left lifted the Bears to a 16-14 win over the Broncos. Dense fog this morning. Gradually, it'll become sunny today with a high near 86.